1-1-1-GO!
Ha! I think I'm getting pretty good at this game.
Oh, you're catching on. But you're no match for the master!
Hey! How'd you get past me?
Hey, Dad! Can you get that? We're in the middle of a race!
Why not? I'm just trying to earn a living. Nothing nearly so important as playing video games. Who are you?
Pardon my intrusion, sir. My name is Vashil, the Second Order of Holy Swords, Divine Punishment Division. I'm here to see Remisiel. Is he here?
Okay. Who are you again?
Vashil, of the...
Never mind. Remisiel! You have a visitor!
What are you doing here?
Who's that?
I have no idea. If you need me, I'll be in my study.
My dear brother!
Hello.
Oh, Ash, this is my brother, Vashiel.
Very pleased to meet you.
Sure. Why don't you come have a seat?
Thank you. As soon as I heard you've been exiled, I put in for leave. This was the soonest I could make it. Are you sure it's okay to talk in front of her?
What, her? Dude, she knows I'm an angel, so it's cool.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, thank you for accepting my poor misguided brother. You're such a wonderful, wonderful girl.
About that. You see, I'm actually...
My girlfriend. Yeah, we were keeping it quiet, but seeing as you're my brother and all, keep quiet.
But he's your brother. He can help.
As an inducted angel of the second circle, he is incapable of lying or concealing falsehood. If he catches wind of this, we're finished.
What was that?
Nothing, dear brother. Just whispering sweet nothings into my beloved's ear.
I'm going to be sick.
I'm so happy for the both of you.
Why does everyone keep hugging me?
So, just visiting or are you sticking around for a while?
I've got time off, so I just need a place to stay.
Oh, I'm sure Ash would love to have you here.
Now, there's an idea. Could I talk to you in the kitchen for a moment, beloved?
Excuse us!
Are you insane? He can't stay here!
But he's my brother. If I kick him out on the street, he'll know something's up.
No! It's bad enough having to act all girly when my dad is around, which is rare enough. But with your brother here all the time, it'll drive me mad! Besides, my dad'll never go for it.
I'll never go for what?
Dad! Tell Remisiel his brother can't stay here!
Hey, family is very important. He can have the sofa in the basement. Ash, will you get the room ready for our new house guest?
This sucks. In here.
Really, you're too kind. My brother is very lucky.
More than you know. So what kind of angel are you, actually?
An avenging angel, of the Second Order of the Holy Swords.
So, hypothetically, if I needed revenge on someone I wanted you to kill...
Oh, no. It's mostly symbolic these days. We haven't done any real good smiting in centuries. Too much paperwork and all. Sometimes I go and scare televangelists and the like, but my flaming sword hasn't seen much blood lately.
Mm-hmm. Look out, I need to pull open this bed.
Please allow me to offer my assistance.
You sure you weren't adopted? It's hard to believe you two are brothers.
I thought getting him that job would help. Thank goodness he didn't hurt anyone, at least.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
But he's had such a tough life. But not to worry. With our love, we can guide him to the right path.
Okay, I think I'm going to leave now.
Come in.
Are you alone?
Yeah, I'm just studying a bit before going to sleep.
Thank God. I don't know how much longer I can take all this crap from these angels.
Wait, angels plural?
Remisiel's brother just happens to be living with us now, and he's not allowed in on the secret. So now I'm playing Remisiel's girlfriend all day, and the worst part is his brother is scary nice, like in a horrifyingly naive sort of way. The only relaxing moments I get are in my bedroom because he's too chivalrous to come in without my permission.
Anything I can do to help?
I need to buy a girly mag. I need to feel like a guy. Come with me.
Ash? Aren't people gonna get the wrong idea about us if we go into a porn shop and buy girly mags together? Besides, we're both underage.
You're right. I'll just suffer in silence.
Actually, I have something that might cheer you up. I was going to surprise you, but I'm a bit over my head. My birthday is tomorrow, and I'm going to take my driver's test. And just like last time, my mom surprised me this morning and gave me money to buy a car.
You mean...
Let's go car shopping!
But you didn't tell me! I'd have gotten you something!
Well, then you'll just have to teach me to drive a stick. Deal?
Deal. Now remember, it's a game. We're going to play good buyer, bad buyer. You be all girly cutesy and jump at everything he offers, and I'll be the customer from hell. We'll outplay the salesman at his own game.
Excuse me.
May I help you, young woman? Are you in the market for a quality used vehicle?
Yes. My mother gave me some money. It's a gift for my 16th birthday.
Well, I have just the car for you. It's the perfect first vehicle for a young woman such as yourself. The kind of car you'll never regret buying. Maybe I can finally get this damn car off my lot. Good thing you came to me. I take pride in suiting the car to the buyer. Go someplace else, they'll just sell you anything they happen to have on hand. Here we are. Well, beautiful, isn't it?
It looks... nice. Do you mind if I ask one of my girlfriends what she thinks?
Sure, go right ahead.
Ash, can you look at this car for me?
You aren't seriously trying to sell her that piece of junk, are you?
But...
Unacceptable. We need rear-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. None of this budget front-wheel drive crap. Plus, we need space under the hood for modifications. Don't even think of trying to push us a cent over Blue Book or we walk.
I suppose we could put her in a Civic.
I hear those are nice.
What did I just say about front-wheel drive? The Civic may be the new Millennium's Model T, but even the SI's front wheels will skip on acceleration when the weight shifts to the back. Besides, the only Civic I see on your lot is a DX. Don't waste my time.
What did you have in mind?
You have a Nissan 240SX on the far side of the lot. It's a pussy-fied American version of the Silvia, but drivable. You have one shot to name me a price, one shot to treat me like I'm not talking out of my ass, and you go home tonight with a sail and a smile. Aim too high and we cross down to another dealer. You have 30 seconds.
Wait, you can't just... Wait, doesn't she even want to look at it first?
20 seconds.
Well, I mean...
10, 9, 8...
Was it a good deal then?
Yeah, real good. What's wrong?
It's an automatic. I thought you were going to teach me to drive a stick.
It's an automatic today. Look at the big picture. I can't teach you to drive a manual well enough to pass your test tomorrow. So pass it in this, then bring it to my place. I know a mechanic who has his own way of doing things. He'll trade you even for this working auto transmission and give you a manual in return, so long as there's no labor costs.
Then how do we put it in for no cost?
Oh, ye of little faith. I still owe you a birthday present, remember? Driving lessons aren't a present. They're a favor to an important friend. Swapping a transmission? Now, that's a present. Evening, Remisio.
What's up with the inane grin?
It's just been a good day.
My brother just moved in. How is this good?
I'm overlooking that for the moment, so it's still a good day.
Must be a chick thing.
Up yours. Hey, Vashiel. What are you doing?
Cleaning up. You and your father have been so hospitable, it's the least we could do.
Oh, knock yourself out.
Hey, I think you missed a spot over there.
Would you like to give me a hand here?
Far be it from me to deny you the pleasure.
Who'd have thought that I'd be sitting naked in the bathroom, shaving my legs? At least I seem to have this whole shaving thing down now. Should I be relieved or terrified? No, don't think like that. It's not inherently girly. The swim team guys shave their legs all the time.
There. That looks much better. Now, I should put away the laundry. Ash's bra. Away! Foul, evil thoughts! Oh, no! Oh, no! I'm bleeding! Gotta wash this. Bandage. Where's the bathroom? Bathroom. Bathroom. Ah! I'm sorry.
Just hand me the bra, get out, and stop trying to ruin my good day!
Good morning, Emily. No problems passing the test, I see.
Yeah, it's pretty easy when you've already been driving for 2 years. Mom was pretty excited, though.
So, can you tell the difference between your old car and the way this rear-wheel drive car handles?
To be honest, no. I mean, they're different, but I can't tell you how or why, or if the front-wheel, rear-wheel thing has anything to do with it.
Turn left here. This is the place. You'll like Harry. He keeps the race scene together out here. You know, fixing cars without alerting insurance people and all.
Why is it called Aries?
It's a joke. Figure it out.
Hello, Ash. How are ya?
Been better.
Sad to hear it. Who's your friend, then?
This is Emily. Emily, Harry. Harry, Emily. This is Emily's new car, which is why we're here. You want the slush box?
Nice to meet your acquaintance, Emily.
Likewise.
So what's this slush box you have?
Let me, Emily. It's an automatic, Harry, but she doesn't want it to be. I want to do one of your famous transmission swaps. I'll do the work. I just need a 5 or 6 and even trade.
Can't do a 6, Ash. You know that.
You never know if you don't try.
I got a 5 in the back. Give us a few to put your car on the lift and check if your trans is worth the trade. If it's old enough, I'll drop off the manual tonight and pick up the auto when you got it out.
Ain't trust a wonderful thing?
Hold up, girl. Got a spot of warning for you. Kate's been round. Says she's gunning for you.
Kate? Ash?
Kate?
Are you okay?
I'm doomed. How the hell am I supposed to beat Kate C3? I'm going to be paced to the bottom of a ravine.
That's just it, Ash. She's gone and sold her Z3, traded it for a proper British vehicle, a Jaguar XKR. Did the work with it myself. Even added a 6-speed racing transmission. Rides like a bloody dream.
Any weaknesses? Any at all?
I don't grasp on race clients, Ash. I'd lose too much business.
Ash, who's this Kate, and why are you freaking out?
The Demon of Greylock. A.K.A. Kamikaze Kate. A girl who drives like she's trying to kill everyone on the road. Including herself. There are stories.
Stories?
8 years ago, Kate was a novice racer. Her older sister Angelica, however. There was a contest on Mount Greylock. A downhill race where it was very likely you'd have to dodge cops, too. Kate and her sister were the only girl racers on the scene. Mostly Kate's sister. She was the best. The local boys didn't like her being number one. So during the race, they ran Angelica off the road so she wouldn't win. But they pushed too hard. Angelica went over the edge of a cliff and died, while Kate watched 3 cars back.
How horrible!
To make matters worse, the guys who did it denied involvement and got off. From that day on, Kate's headed in for other racers. She came back and jumped into races she wasn't part of. She ran people right off the road, practically killed herself, and them, time and time over. Eventually, she became a legend, and stopped racing anyone except the best, or people who claimed to be the best anyway. She's determined that no man will claim to be the best racer on any course that she races.
But you're technically a girl.
And that was the one small light at the end of this dark tunnel. That I wouldn't have to worry about Kate when I got to number one. Seems it doesn't matter to her, though. Oh, I'm dead.
Looks recently replaced. You picked a winner. Let's do it. Matt, enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll drop off the 5-speed come 6-ish. You all right there, Ash?
You have been listening to episode 5 of Misfile the Radio Play. Appearing in this episode are...
Melissa D. Johnson, a.k.a. Mippa.
As Ash.
Wait. 2 new problems at once? Can I take another look at my contract?
Alana Mancuso, a.k.a. Japanomaniac 13.
As Emily.
Should I feel guilty about looking forward to the next episode?
Nicholas Petrella, a.k.a. Will Novison.
as Vashiel.
I really hate to be a bother. Maybe there's something I can do to make things better.
Russ Gold, as Remisiel.
At least it's somebody else's fault this time.
Bomberman 61, Quentin Boyd.
As the car salesman.
Wait! What just happened?
Scott D. Harris, a.k.a. Ravenstone.
As Harry.
I haven't spotted that, Carnell.
And
R. Douglas Barbieri.
As Dr. Edward Upton.
This is why I spend as much time at the office as I can.
This radio play is based on the comic by Chris Hazelton, found online at www.misfile.com.